In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Anna Marie Rossanio. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. First of all, beautiful name. Anna Maria Rossanio. It sounds Italian, right?
Yeah, it is.
And congratulations for not changing it to something like, you know, Anna Rose or something like that. That would have been easier.
Much easier, yeah, but...
Did you ever think of doing that, shorting it? Did people tell you, you know, Anna Maria Rossanio, beautiful name, but maybe you want to cut it down, no?
Yeah, no, a lot of people would call me Anna, but I like saying Anna Maria Rossanio as like a full artist name for sure.
No, it's a great one. It's unique. First of all, the Italian language sings by itself, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I wish I could speak it.
Why can't you?
Lazy.
I don't think you're lazy because you do great music. We're going to play your cool song called Famous in just a couple of moments. You got a lot of videos as well.
Yeah. I post a good amount on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're not lazy in that way.
Lazy for languages, I guess.
So where are you living?
Yeah. Right now, I'm back home in the Hudson Valley in Hopewell Junction.
Oh, back home. Where did you go that you had to come back home?
Yeah, I was in school in Boston. I went to Berklee College of Music.
We get a few people here on the spotlight who went to Berklee. What do they teach you at a place like Berklee, which is world-renowned, of course, that you could not have learned on your own?
Well, I majored in music production and engineering, so I had access to a whole bunch of great consoles and facilities that I don't think I would have learned half as much just from my bedroom.
Why music production and not songwriting?
I think it stems from wanting to have a lot of control over what I write being able to bring ideas to life in a way that I could rely on myself to get across what I wanted to say.
Mm, brilliant. So you kind of produce your own music?
Yeah. Famous, I had my friend Tristan also do a good amount of the production on this song. He's fantastic. But a lot of the other stuff I have on my Spotify is, yeah, all my producing.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Anna Marie Rossanio. Well, let's go back in time a little bit. Tell me, Anna Marie Rossanio, a little bit about your musical journey. Where did it begin and when?
Oh, wow.
It's an old wild question.
Yeah, for sure. I played piano in a band when I was 14, but before that I played classical piano. And while I was in the band, I slowly started being introduced to writing songs for them, playing guitar, and just sort of branching out in terms of that. Mm-hmm. But I was so scared to sing in front of people. The first time I ever sang was I was kind of forced to. My coach asked me to play at his wedding, and I couldn't say no to him. So I was 18, I think, when I first was able to sing in front of anyone.
Boy, that's kind of daunting, you know, your coach's wedding. What song did you sing?
Oh, I sang their first dance song. It was, I think, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Sure.
Maybe Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good wedding song,
yeah.
I would imagine. Was piano something you wanted to do, or your parents kind of made you take it up?
Oh, my mom definitely forced me, yeah. Classical piano is not something I was into. But then I sort of realized once you had the backing, you could play. I could play all the songs that I was loving to hear on the radio. So
right.
I started to love it for myself, but after a while.
Do you tend to play with a band, or is it pretty much solo for you?
As of now, it's been solo, and I have a little loop pedal that I would bring along to some gigs. Yeah.
Like a looping thing?
Yeah, a little loop station.
You got to do what you got to do if you got a little bit of a space and maybe not making a lot of money on the gig, you know.
Right.
What are some of the themes that inspire your songs?
I think I am most inspired by taking something that could happen to anyone at any day and putting a spin on it that makes it feel a little bit brand new. Being able to talk about stuff that, I don't know, that a lot of people are going through, but maybe word it in a way that makes it feel like a unique experience.
You know what? You just described the job description of a great songwriter. Take a universal theme, because there's really only a bunch of, you know, a handful, and to make it entirely your own.
Yeah, exactly.
And what is your website for Anna Marie Rossanio?
I don't have one just yet. Oh. I mainly post on Facebook when I have gigs.
So that's where your laziness begins and ends.
Yep.
Website right there. The song Famous that we're going to play, it's good. How did it happen? What's it about?
Famous, I wrote in my bedroom while I was at Boston in the apartment. It's basically about having a little bit of a savior's complex when you want to make someone better who doesn't necessarily want to be better. And it's sort of like a a love song in that regard.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to change somebody in the song.
Yeah. Or maybe just or help them appreciate themselves a bit more, but they don't want to see how good they are.
It's a positive attitude, but it's hard to change people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You'll find that. How old are you now?
22.
Oh, you got a long way to go. Long way to go. And you got a big career ahead of you. Here's the song, Famous, from Anna Marie Rosanio, today in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Congratulations. Thank you, Anna Marie, for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.